I'd like to introduce Linda Benyo and Jeffrey Hoppe. And Joe Rombolo's not here, but we'll say hello to Joe, too. So stand up and take some applause if you would.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thanks. Love the hat.
It's a big adventure, and the manpower and the time and investment it's taken has not been anything I imagined, but I guess the biggest thing that Jeff and I are both grateful for is the incredible way that the staff has stepped up and all the people contributing and all of the people participating. The staff has been impeccable in their willingness to help no matter what else is going on.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you, David. The hat looks good on you, by the way.
It's a beautiful hat.
Yeah, it's a good hat. And for a commercial message, they are on sale here today, and it does help the Awakening Zone. And it's actually a really high-quality embroidery on it, and I think they're French-made hats.
I'm
serious.
Is hell frozen over? No Frenchman would be involved.
Doesn't it say made in France? Or?
The Eiffel Tower.
Oh, okay.
Adamus is going to so give you crap for that.
And these will be available in the Chambre shop.
A French baseball cap. Yeah, that's right.
And they aren't available today, but by Monday they'll be available in the Chambre shop. So we have a limited quantity, so make sure you get your hat over here. Anyway, what a month, huh?
That's
Who would
an understatement.
Have imagined? I mean, I guess we did. That's why it happened. But it has been, I don't want to say a roller coaster. It has just been, not even crazy. It's
unbelievable just energies.
Unbelievable. Sweeping across the world. And I think they're going to continue doing that for a while. And the one thing I'm really thankful for is that we have each other. So we're never alone.
There's some days where I've heard you doubt that.
No, I know. And also, we have an understanding, kind of a different understanding of what's really going on from all the shouts that have been given over the years, from the talk that we do back and forth. And of course, the shouts are really a reflection of our own energy. I mean, it's us coming through. So I am very, very thankful when I read the news or listen to Glenn Beck. I listen for amusement. I do. You have to know. He's quite the entertainer. Yeah, quite the entertainer. But we won't talk politics here. When I feel what's going on, it can be a little nerve-wracking, a little crazy. And I think we've all experienced that, especially this last month.
But with all that said, and I think there's this sense that we can really feel potentials in the new energy, much more aware and awake to it. And I think that's a slightly overwhelming because you can feel the craziness sitting there as well as the incredible goodness and grandness of what's going on. And again, Egypt, you know, that is a shocking, unbelievable transformation beyond words.
Yeah.
And stunning of the energy it represents, again, with the fact that two-thirds of that population is under 30 and over half that population is under 24. Those people are not going backwards. It would take a lot.
No.
And it's created such amazing change. We can all feel that. Now, what is the world going to do with it?
Well, I think that's to be seen, but I think that
there is
enough. there are two things that I sense. There is a tremendous pent-up energy, an energy that Adamus talked about last month, wanting freedom and demanding it. And the younger people in particular are not going to just go along with the old ways. And then also I think there's an incredible amount of, I don't know the right word, but it's hope or insight or vision for the world right now from people like us, from people all over the world who are imagining a different world, imagining a new energy. You know, at the end of this the last millennia, the 1999, there was all the concern about the world coming to an end type of thing. Well, it didn't, if you haven't noticed.
So we're going to buy our generator now.
But I think, why wait? But I think there was so much hope and vision for what the world would look like. And I believe that's truly coming to fruition. Of course, in doing so, there's a lot of change that has to take place. And as you know, there's really a lot of stuck energy out there. I mean, all around us, all over the world, a lot of stuck energy. But I think it is getting unstuck. It is evolving. And I really don't believe humans are going to settle for dictators. I don't think they're going to settle for lies anymore. They're not going to settle for just enough. And they're not going to settle for gurus and somebody serving as their intermediary between themselves and their own spirit. And I think those are the changes that we're seeing in this beautiful world.
There's some fear of change. I mean,
sure.
Just listen to Glenn Beck, and that'll be really clear. the doom and gloom out there.
I think anybody who gets into a pattern fears change because, you know, what is the old saying? Better to know the devil than or something like that. I know there's a saying something like that.
The devil's
in the detail, or no, that's not it either. Better the devil you know than the one you don't know. But I think there is such a momentum right now that it can't stop. It won't stop.
But I'll take it one step further, and I can understand people's apprehension at some point. If there's truly this world of equalization going on and things are really supposed to get better, so to speak, and become more equal, well, I can see how people in the United States and Europe would be, because... What is that? How is that going to affect us? Because on a world standard, not to mention other countries too, we're considered to have a pretty good life, and so I hear people very fearful that they'll have to give up some of their life if there's this true equalization coming.
Oh sure, and when you say something like breakdown of the financial system, I mean that evokes a lot of drama. Oh my God! Well, sure. I mean,
did you say it because you saw Jackie and Danny?
No, but it doesn't mean everything falling apart. It means a renewal, actually, and probably a much more equitable financial system. There's so much in the world right now, if you really dig down, to me, my opinion, two things. It's about energy, oil. You see how oil prices have gone up in the last... everybody stopped making oil because of Libya? No, we've got the same amount flowing through right now, but it's consciousness that affects us, and consciousness goes into fear. Oil prices go up, and guess what? You get exactly what you were fearing, or what humans were fearing. And the other thing,
I hate that.
So energy is a big issue, and of course, we are energy workers, energy movers, and we understand that the energy really isn't the old fossil fuel in the ground. It's about exploring new energy, first within ourselves, and then as a source for powering those things we need on Earth. Mm. The other thing right now, I feel, this is the Jeff opinion time, is that there is a huge shift in spiritual understanding, or in the things like churches. Now, the churches have been around for a while. Beliefs, a lot of the rhetoric is hundreds or thousands of years old, and it just doesn't really fit so well anymore for some people. Some it does, but for some it doesn't. And I think there's an overall kind of a revolution or evolution that's saying, no, we want something different. We want a new understanding. A lot of people don't know what that is, but
You know what it comes down to?
What?
I thought about it because I don't have a problem with all these people have these different ideas and beliefs of how to express and all of that. The only issue I ever see with any of it is ultimately it gets flawed with the human control that's interjected into it. It all started from something beautiful, something godly and divine, and it all gets corrupted by control.
Yes, and I do have to let you know that cell phones never worked here before. We were sans RF, and we just didn't have a signal. Well, damn it, one of those cell phone companies went in and put a tower up here recently, and cell phones do work. So from now on, we'll have to remind you, please turn off your mobile phone. You especially don't want it on during the channel with Adamus.
You know how Adamus acts
out. So embarrassing.
He acts out.
And it is so embarrassing.
I'd like to acknowledge someone in the audience.
Are we going to do introductions?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
But we can.
Okay.
There are people out there, truly, truly, people with the credentials, the understanding, and the amazing, and I won't say this right, but I'll do my best. But we have a friend in the audience, Suzanne, and she is originally from Persia, and she has an extreme sense of the, would you mind standing up just so we can say hello? Come on, just stand up.
She's going to embarrass you anyway.
Thank you.
Hello, Suzanne.
And she very diligently, with a real clarity and focus, is actually working on some real potentials for creating and allowing some of the new potentials of that part of the world to come forward and move forward in a new and best way. And it's an amazing project that she's working and putting together, and I know we're going to hear more about it in the future, but these things are quietly going on, but they're beautiful and strong, and the new energy really is making a space for that. They're allowing people like Suzanne to have that way to reach out and really answer some of these potentials that are really sitting out there.
Actually, we should get you, Suzanne, to put your book on the launch pad like 2 or 3 months from now, so
would
then
you
you'll have
that?
To write it. Okay. So that was the opening comments. Now,
We
have quite a few people here from out of town.
We would like to acknowledge some of the out of town guests. We have Jackie Valero, who cohabitates. Aren't you going back and forth?
Cohabitates
between Mexico and Nebraska.
Yes,
right?
Mexico and hello, Jackie. Good to
Hi,
see you
Jackie.
Again. Glad
and
you're here.
Danny Waters from Nebraska.
Hey, Danny. Good to see you.
Ah, and we have, I'm going to say this wrong, Kalyan Mania, and I know I said that wrong, from Nepal. Where are you?
From Nepal. Good to see you.
Welcome. Welcome.
Very good to see you. You have the honor of being the first Shambra to visit here from Nepal. So thank you.
Are you from?
And could you say something in
Nepalese?
Nepalese? Namaste. Are you sure you're not Katumi?
I have been to Kathmandu, and I stayed at the Yak and Yeti. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. Okay. Has problems like all of us, but it's wonderful. Okay. And from Australia, we have Charity Parrish.
Hello, Charity.
See you.
Good day, mate.
Yeah, good day.
And we have Donna Lang from Davenport, Iowa. And today's a special day for dear Donna. What day is
hello,
it, Donna?
Donna?
My 82nd birthday.
Wow.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Congratulations.
Good to see you again, Donna. Glad you're here. And we're gonna do a little singing for you later. So I know, just to give you a heads up and say, okay.
Renee Carlson from Portland, Oregon. Where are you?
Hi, Renee.
Hi, Renee. Hi. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Catherine Cates from Chappaqua, New York. I'm sure I said it wrong, but thank you.
Chappaqua. Good to see you again.
Joy Furuta from Bothell, Washington.
Hello, Joy.
Hi, Joy. Good to see you again. Let's see. Oh, and from New River, Arizona, we have Andrea Porter. Hi, Andrea.
Hello, Andrea. And Andrea's on the launch pad today, so we'll be hearing a little bit more about your creation later.
Okay. And last but not least, a dear friend from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Siglinda Schwenzel.
Good to see you, Siglinda. I was telling Siglinda, I just was thinking about her a week or so ago, and just we hadn't heard from her for a little while. And I said, I wonder what Siglinda is up to. And suddenly you appear. I got to be careful what I'm thinking. Or you were thinking about coming here, and then I picked that up. And anyway, let's take a deep breath and welcome everyone who's here today. How many are here for the first time ever? All the first time, all the first timers to Cold Creek.
Wait. Monkey breath.
Yeah, well.
If you were here, just the only reason we're asking is because we always say this. This group is really big on the buffet, and just don't get between them and the food.
But if
you're new, say hello to the new people. And again, once again, would you just raise your hand so people really do? Thank you. Be nice to these people. Okay, thank you.
So let's take a deep breath and also welcome everyone who's watching over the internet. We have people literally from all over the world who are up at all sorts of different times right now. In Europe, it is like just after dinner time. Australia, 5 a.m. in Australia. You're entitled to sleep if you want.
It's supposed to be 18 hours tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like 6 hours behind.
Yeah, but tomorrow.
But tomorrow.
This is so confusing. Yeah,
it's 6 hours behind, but it's tomorrow.
And then what happens when we have daylight savings? Oh, so confusing. Oh.
Okay.
So we do have people listening from all over the world and people downloading for later. So, as Linda said, behave yourselves. Okay.
just a little.
And today, of course, live music with Gail Sutton. Gail will be performing again at the end of the Shoud. So thank you for being here. Thank you for honoring us with your music. Okay, what next?
You got the slides, baby.
I know. Okay.
You're in control. Don't let go of that control.
We have some fancy moves on the slides today. So, you know, watch carefully. Pay attention. Actually, it was last month was the Freedom Dilemma with Adama St. Germain. Good Shoud. I mean, it was, it moved. I just felt like afterwards, like, it was great. So actually, Gene Tinder, our content manager and producer extraordinaire, took some of the excerpts, put it into a video, added a few things that really wrap it all together. So instead of Linda and I going through the slides like we normally do, I know you really miss it, but... Oh, crap. Okay, we'll do it. And the video. We're going to play a little video. If we can get the lights down, and this is last month's The Freedom Dilemma. Seeing right now in the news? Desire for freedom. Any angelic being by nature cannot be restricted or limited or controlled forever. Sooner or later, something within comes out and says, I want freedom. It actually comes from the spirit more than the human, and I'll get into that in just a moment, but they want freedom. There's something that comes up from within. And particularly when they can start sensing it and feeling it in other humans. They can start feeling it in the air around them. By nature, any angelic souled being ultimately has to have freedom. Ultimately. The question I have today for this group and for everybody listening, and this is a very important question because it has a lot of to do with where Earth goes, where this planet goes from here. Are humans ready for freedom? You say yes, but because intuitively you're saying, well, everybody should have the right to freedom. And that may be true. But what I asked, are humans ready? So the question is, freedom now takes on a new meaning. It's about responsibility. So how many humans are willing to be responsible for their own lives? Not many. Not many. How many rely on their government to do their work for them? In other words, to make sure that they have just barely enough food, just barely good enough roads to travel on. But a big military, that's important. That was a joke. Somebody reading this actually believing that. So how many are ready to take on the responsibility for their health? For their health. And the question is, are you ready? Are you ready? Mostly yes, but there's still doubt. There's still doubt. But whether you go to a doctor or do it with standard technology is the same. You're taking responsibility. It is your body. And it is your body. But yet so many humans don't believe that. So many humans then demand from somebody else that it be taken care of. Responsibility means that, well, you stop blaming your parents. You educate yourself. One of the problems with education right now is it's the responsibility is turned over to something else. And humans don't know how to educate themselves anymore. The parents blame the schools, but the parents should look at themselves and their sons and daughters. Humans are not taking responsibility for their abundance. They get mad at the government and say, we should have more bread, then go out and grow it and bake it. Or get yourself weaned off of the need to have to eat food or as much food. So it's an excellent question or excellent answer, responsibility. The one that intrigues me is the responsibility for perhaps the most important thing of all, and it's your spirit. Oftentimes it's turned over to a priest or a rabbi or a church or a temple. It's turned over to a mosque or anything else. Humans have forgotten how to take responsibility and feel their own spirit. And somebody says, well, it's written in this book, so there you have to follow it. You know, it's easy, it's easier, it's lazy, and it's not free. So I'm amazed that humans are calling out for freedom. Do they really know what they're calling out for? No. Do they want just a little bit more bread? Do they want just a little bit more pay at their job and a little bit more freedom to do human things? Absolutely. So I bring the question up again because this is monumental. And this is what's happening all across the world. It's happening in China. It's happening in India, in the Mideast, and right here, right in what you would call your more developed countries. You got all this turmoil, all this spinning going on. There are people who are demanding freedom, but when they start getting it, that going beyond just a little bit more of a paycheck and a little bit more food, when it goes beyond just the human rudimentary needs, then what happens? And you know, and I ask you the question, because every one of you has encountered it, what happens when you suddenly contemplate sovereignty, when you suddenly understand that you are God also, you understand that your choices become reality, what happens? Choke. You choke. You choke. It's like, I didn't want that much freedom. I just wanted life to be a little easier. No. And please remember this. Freedom is an all or nothing proposition. Absolutely. Because there is no partial freedom. That is still imprisonment and limitation. It is only when you are totally free that you are free. And that, my dear friends, is what you're going to encounter on earth. The beings who want some freedom and who will become violent over it or who do anything, burn themselves, whatever it takes. While the majority of humans want some freedom, they want the freedom to go to the ballot box and select the person that they want. They want the freedom to choose their job. They want the freedom for some rudimentary things. But true freedom, freedom of the soul, freedom that transcends everything, death, life, everything. Most humans are not ready for that, unfortunately. By nature, by the nature of your being, you are free. It's just gotten a little twisted, a little trapped. My greatest joy is working with humans who are trying to set themselves free. Because as you may have heard the story, I was trapped in my own crystal prison for 100,000 years. Really. And if you haven't heard the story, I'd be happy to tell it again. But dear friends, it is my joy. And I can sense when people, individuals, want to be free. I can sense when they've had it with the old way, but also their fear and doubt of true freedom. And what generally happens is they take a middle or a neutral stance. They allow themselves to continue to feel the desire for freedom, but they won't actually let it happen. They actually wake up every day thinking they'll perhaps make a discovery of freedom in their life, but they follow a path that gives them incidental or really meaningless freedoms. And what we're talking about here is true freedom, true sovereignty. That means you'll give up some things. It means things will change, obviously. It means that your humanness, as much as it wants its freedom, is going to cry out and want to know why certain things are happening. But as you breathe in, you realize that it's all being created by you. It's all part of a process of truly being free. If you want freedom, if you truly want freedom. I still have to question whether Earth, whether humans in general, majority of them want freedom. I don't know. I think they want more pleasure. I think it's that they want a little bit more comfort. And I think they want a little bit more acceptance. But freedom, I don't know. Freedom is your birthright, is your soul right, and your human right. And while all of this uprising of freedom is taking place across the world and with Gaia herself, I'm asking you about, are you ready?
pretty hard to miss the beauty of that.
Wow.
Now, I do have an argument for humans not being ready for freedom. That would be Charlie Sheen.
Gene, thank you for the beautiful video.
That was amazing. Thank you. Did you see how young those people were? I mean, it's really, you can't miss the beauty of that.
And you see, we all saw what happened in really 18 short days. There was some violence, of course, but when you just feel into what's happened in Egypt and what I believe is going to happen in so many other countries, it's absolutely amazing. Whew. Yeah.
Well, it's shockingly touching because in this world now, it's not easy to hide things anymore. You know, somebody just opens up their phone and just holds up their phone, and it's on the internet. That really, any of the really harsh regimes, they can't survive that. They can't survive the truth being that instantaneously available.
We've been talking with our friends in Egypt and communicating because we're going to be rescheduling, or we have rescheduled the trip that we were supposed to have done. We rescheduled for November, and they're still working through the whole change. They're still readjusting and going through a lot of things. A lot of offices still are only partially open. People are wondering what next for their country. It really feels like things are going in the right direction, but let's take a moment to send our blessings. I can't wait to go back.
It's truly a stunning experience, and it represents something bigger now than ever.
Absolutely. So,
thank you again, Gene.
Okay. I didn't think I was going to get so... I've seen that video a bunch of times.
It's just beautiful.
And by the way, it is on YouTube, if you want to see it, under the Crimson Circle, so you can watch it again anytime. And I have a little sound down there, so you might want to turn it up for later as well. There we go. Yes.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah, got to have that sound.
Got to have all
of
that.
Okay, let's talk about what's coming up. We have quite a few things on the schedule.
Yes, we do.
We'll go through here at a good pace. And if you want to know more, make sure to check out the Crimson Circle website. All the events are listed. So we've come up with a whole bunch of new events. Of course, this is the Hawaii trip. And I can't wait. We're going to be leaving in just a few days to meet about 83-85 Chambra over in Kauai. I also changed the name because it sounded better. Adamas's Island Mystery School.
Oh.
So that is sold out, sorry. But what we have coming up also very soon is Adamas St. Germain's Going Beyond the Mind Mental Imbalance Symposium. This is right here in the U.S. A lot of stuff we do is overseas, but this is right here in Del Mar, California, April 8th through the 10th. That's not so far from here.
Mm-mm.
It's a one-hour plane ride. It's an amazing workshop, and we've called it Mental Imbalance Symposium up to now, but most people didn't know what that means. Literally, he talks about what happens when you go out of your mind and in an imbalanced way, and what happens when you go out of your mind in a very balanced way. And, of course, that's Adamas' big theme right now, about going beyond the mind, really expanding beyond this mechanism here.
And the misunderstandings.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's been a time when most everybody here has felt that maybe you were just going crazy. Or am I the only one that felt that way?
Every day.
But Adamas explains it very well and says, here's what's happening. And yes, it is uncomfortable, but here's how you can truly be multidimensional and really, really get back into your soul intelligence rather than your brain intelligence.
He says it's his core theme. It's the most important topic of all to him.
Mm. Okay, and right after that, we are doing teacher training for New Energy Syncretize. So if you are interested in being a teacher for Syncretize, Linda and I are going to be teaching the course, and we're going to do that right after the mental imbalance or
in Del Mar.
Beyond the mind in Del Mar. Great. And then after that, it is off to Helsinki, Finland. So I'm looking forward to that. We were there, I think, about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Was it 3-4 years ago? We were there with Norman Garrett. And going back again, there's some amazing chambra in Finland.
The event is hosted by Irma Rantala. She's a very important, wonderful chambra. She does the website, and she does just incredible things. She's a mentor teacher at a chambra Institute Advanced Studies teacher. And we also have Jarno and Anna supporting in that as hosts.
Good. So we're looking forward to seeing all the chambra in Finland. And then there's a short hop over to Stavanger, Norway, where we're going to be doing Damas's New Energy Mystery School. We've been to Norway twice. This will be our third time.
Stavanger, it's a lovely place.
Oh, it's beautiful. Food is good. Air is clean. Stavanger is just north of Oslo, I think, about an hour north.
It's kind of that way.
Relatively easy to get to.
And that is hosted by Inga and Marianne.
And I have to say, both Finland and Norway are already, Susie, maybe a third,
half
sold out already.
Yeah.
So we're just really announcing it here for the first time. So if you're interested in going, don't delay, because they will get sold out.
Well, and they're smaller events, though. There's
right.
not as many
spaces. We limit it to about 80 to 100 people.
Right.
So, yeah, because it gets pretty intense. After that, and this is one I'm really looking forward to, this is something Adamus has been threatening to do for a long time.
Uh-oh.
And is now going to do it. It's his one day called Angels and Aliens. So we're doing it in Poland again. I would say almost half sold out at this point, somewhere in there. One day, it's our first time in Poland. And this is going to be what I think is going to be fairly controversial.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you know, based on what he's kind of talked about before, he's not real fond of aliens. Well, of course, we're all aliens, but I mean, he's not fond of alien interference. And basically, what he says is nobody knows better about life as a human than somebody who's been human.
But I heard he's even going to rag at the angels, and that's kind of pissing me off.
Yeah, he is. He's going to, well, you know, nobody's spared when Adamus is around, so I think he picked Poland because, you know, he's going to be in English.
Nobody knows
him. Nobody will know what he's saying because he'll talk real fast in English, and then we'll get the hell out. But
our hosts are Wim and Lydia. Lucas will be there. He's the web host
website
for Poland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this should be interesting. Actually, we have a lot of non-Polish people signed up so far. People from
Romania, Germany, Hungary.
Yeah, mm-hmm. from all over. So if you're interested, this should be
interesting.
Yeah. So he's going to piss off everybody from the Pope to the New Age. So after that, it's on to Sedona, New Mexico, or Arizona, for the annual summer Cryon Light Conference. We did this with Lee Carroll a couple years ago. It was a blast. It's going to be held at the new Red Rock Auditorium. So it'll be Lee's moving out of the old high school gym, which is good. But what a joy to work with Lee Carroll. This year we'll be working once again with Pepper Lewis. She's one of the hosts on Awakening Zone. And there'll be a lot of others. Robert Cox and Todd Ovakaitis and a whole cast
of
characters.
The Cryon crew.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. Norman Garrett will be there, and after that, immediately following, the day after, we're doing a 1.5 day Adamus's New Energy Alchemy, commanding energies to serve you. Now,
who's he gonna go after
that? I'm trying to put this all together. So Adamus is gonna talk about aliens and angels in Poland, and then come to Sedona. I don't know if they're going to let him in. Well, I won't go. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So after that, we're getting out of the country. We are going to Sydney, Australia. Actually, Manly Beach.
The event in Sedona, that we have a relatively small room, and that room holds, we will be less than 80 people. So it'll be a very small, intimate event.
Yes.
Okay.
So after that, it's off to Manly Beach, Australia, right outside Sydney. It's a great place. We're going to be doing a New Energy Mystery School July 22nd through the 24th. We haven't been to Australia we skipped last year, I think.
Yep.
So it's been a couple of years, but I love going there.
I'm really excited because culturally, the Australians really have no problem telling you if something's just not right, and mate. And so I'm really excited about it because I think that their Adamus will have met his match.
But you know, Australia, I mean, the food is great. The people are wonderful.
Doesn't change the fact that they are going to let him have it.
No, Adamus has done schools there before. He did Dreamwalker Death, I think.
You were in the chair with your eyes closed.
Ah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, somebody else.
You weren't inviting that interaction. They'll interact.
True. So I'm looking forward to going back.
And Norway's not going to give you the experience to get ready for that.
Why?
Because they're so polite.
Oh, I know. After that, August, it is, on to Munich, Germany. We're going to do a 2-day advanced sexual energy school. Part of the requirement is that you have to have gone through the regular sexual energy school. People have been asking for this for a while, and we finally said, we're just going to do it. So working with Wolfing von Rohr, we set up to do it in Munich. So if the information's on the website, I think it's available. Oh, it's not yet.
No,
it
not yet.
It will be by Monday.
No, it's not.
By Wednesday. No, by Friday. Soon.
This week.
Soon. Yeah, late in the week.
This week.
I'm mixing events together.
Bit. Yeah. A little bit.
And the day after that, we are doing a 1-day in Munich following advanced SES. This would be a 1-day body of consciousness. And this is particularly, it's for anybody, but we wanted to have just a 1-day event where newcomers and people who weren't going to commit to 3 days or 2 days were more comfortable coming along. Okay, and after that, the annual Chambra New Energy Conference in Santa Fe, our own conference. We have a list of guests showing up. We have, for music, Johan, Jimmy Statler. We've got Susie, help me out here, on the speaker list. I'm forgetting.
You forget to tell
Sandra
us.
Sandra Ingerman, Wolfing von Rohr, Norman Garrett, and there are others that we'll announce. So
more details next month.
More details next month. This is about half sold out. So.
And this will be fun. And again, everybody, we all love Santa Fe. This is extra fun because we coincidentally were able to book a space that's right in the heart of the little old Santa Fe on the square. And so it's stunning. You can, once you get there, you can walk anywhere and just be delighted with food, music, art, and culture right there at your fingertips. It's just going to be a stunning.
The Chambra gatherings are really different than anyone's. We have a lot of fun. We have music and dancing at night. We have
a little irreverent.
We have a good time. So it'll be fun to go back to Santa Fe.
Okay.
And then moving on to October, we're doing a France tour of Carnac and Chartres. Is that correct?
Chartres.
Yeah, I can. That other place with the big cathedral. It is a 7-day tour, Chambra only, limited to about 45 people. Susie, when is this going on the website?
Oh, quit asking us that.
March 25th, it'll go on the website for regular registration.
We need
so
details.
So many events. And following that, we're doing a 10-day book tour throughout Europe in places like Basel, Zurich,
Vienna, rest for the wicked.
Berlin, Hanover, and Hamburg for the new book whose name I cannot pronounce. It is something. It's a good book. It's a second Adamus book. And actually, according to Wolfing, it is very controversial and provocative. So it just sounds like a regular meeting to me. And I think that was it. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Full schedule. November, we'll be back to Egypt, but that is pretty well sold out. So I didn't put it up here. Okay, let's take a deep breath as we move into our next segment. We haven't done this in a couple of months. The Chambra launch pad. We got tied up with launching the Awakening Zone, busy with a bunch of things. So today we have two. And the first one is, you might have noticed the book up here at the front, Tuning in the Book. This is actually written by David Thomas and Matt Klink. They were both here a couple years ago. They were in the process of filming it. They turned it into a DVD, and then Hampton Roads just picked it up as a book. Hampton Roads, as some of you may know, published Conversations with God and quite a few others. This is, yes, Patricia's book, Megatrends? 2010. Megatrends 2010. So it's in good company. I just got this the other day, and Matt did a beautiful job of adding his thoughts and insights. David. Adding his thoughts and insights and kind of weaving it all together. And then taking quotes from the six different channelers, including Lee Carroll, Wendy Kennedy.
It's a nice read because it's not so tight and stiff, and it kind of reads in a way that's friendly and human.
You know, it doesn't make channeling sound woo-woo. As a matter of fact,
it's nice.
David starts out by saying that, you know, he really wasn't into this whole channeling thing, but life was kind of kicking him in the bad side, so somehow he started reading some channels and finally just got that message, you need to do a video, which he did. And the book is really, really good. Just out March 1st, I think it came out. We happen to have some copies here today, and it will go on the website in a couple of days, in the Crimson Circle website.
And one of the nice things about it is that he weaves a thread, that whole idea that there are many different flavors to spirituality, but he actually takes the position where he weaves very beautiful things through it, and the commonalities and the beauty of what comes out in channel material. If I needed to give a book to somebody that would introduce them to channeling, this would be an ideal.
I would too.
A really ideal gift.
Because he talks about all of the channelers being relatively normal. That's relatively. And, you know, how he meets them in person for the first time, and he gives his personal observations, and one of it is, well, these are pretty normal people. I mean, nobody showed up in gowns and robes and anything like that. He said they're all pretty normal, most of them. Talks about our own Coal Creek Canyon, how wonderfully rustic it is. Talks about the Eldora Hotel being, what did he say? It was redwood in icicles. And so it's, you know, it was a real snowy day when he was here. So I'm really proud that David did this.
It's a really nice book.
It's a great book, and Matt and David did a great job.
Well, it's also nice, too, because look at how many pages is it? You don't have to, like, it's not laborious.
Yeah, no, it's not labored at all. And the one thing he does is, with the six different channelers, talks about the consistency in the messages and says, you know, none of them knew what was going to be asked in advance. It was all impromptu. And he said the message was very, very similar, and it was all about self-empowerment. So a great book, or great to give to somebody who's been kind of wondering what you're doing when you come up here. Say, here it is in a book. So let's take a deep breath for David Thomas, Matt Klink. Take a deep breath and help them expand the energy of their new book, Tuning In.
Jeff, nobody tells anybody that they're coming up here. Oh, yeah, I'm going for a ride Saturday afternoon.
I'm going bowling. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, next. And we have a... another launch pad today.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. As we get through our slides here.
I'm so glad you do those.
It is a very beautiful creation by Andrea Porter, and it is called Kuan Yin Breath of Compassion Cards. So actually, if you don't mind, I didn't tell you we're going to invite you up to the front and just tell us a little bit about the cards. And I don't want to shock you or anything, but...
And it's lovely that Andrea did this. She's been a chambra for
energy's
a long
good
time.
Up here. Yeah,
for a
yeah.
long time.
So what inspired you to do these beautiful cards? And I'm going to take them out and thumb through them as
we're... Sure, you have to unwrap them.
And it's like, is it like where you pick a card?
It is. And actually, it might be easier. There's a set over there already open.
Oh, okay. I'm quick here. I'm quick. Okay, so, I'm gonna pick the card. And, of course, I can't read
clever.
It.
This is the front. You want to turn
it to
this side.
Oh, the back. Okay. Oh, duh. It says breathe.
And there's actually a
Do they also breathe?
No. There's actually a guidebook that gives you some ideas of how to work with the card.
Oh, great.
Wow.
So when I first created these, actually, I've been working with Norma for several years. We've known each other off and on since about 2004 or 2005. And I've been collecting tidbits
right.
of information. So she'll be out of shout or she'll have a word.
No, I was with that said. That's against the law, right? You can't
it's
put it back.
Her personal
no,
card.
No, damn it.
She doesn't show it to everybody.
Okay, pick out another one.
Actually, if you read it, you might be quite surprised.
Okay. It's none of your beeswax.
Okay, give one to David. Let him pick. See, this is fun.
It is. It's great. And what I did is I've collected all of these. We'd be on the phone, or we'd see each other in person, or something she'd say here. I would take notes, and then I'd keep them on my desk for a while, and as a reminder to continue to work with my soul and myself. And then one day I started collecting them in a file folder.
Ah.
And back in August, I had this file folder out, along with another project, thinking they might go together. And I was sitting there going, what do I do with this? What do I do with all of these? And I felt Kuan Yin standing right there and go, they have to be cards. And they just amazingly came together. And during the time that Norma and Garrett were doing an Awama school, these cards, the painting, everything fell together in about 4 days'
and
time.
And who did the artwork?
I did.
It's beautiful.
I did both sides of it. The whole thing is...
Could you walk around and show people? David, what did your card say?
Sure, want me to share?
Yeah, positive.
Mr. Hottie.
David,
I think it said...
I think it said no more toddies. You got to put in your glasses. And Linda, why don't you have a few other people pick cards? This is kind of fun.
Edith?
What's so great about
Whoa, wait.
Really about
focus.
With your soul
yeah.
and coming back home to you and using this word to see where you're stuck and where you can expand.
Am I stuck or is it just a positive encouragement?
It's reminding you in some way.
Breathe. What did you say, Edith?
Time out.
Yeah.
Time out?
You know,
too much sex. I
got to Edith, better be careful. Adamus is coming in. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and David's actually says soul dream. That's beautiful. And what did yours say?
None of your damn business.
That's a good card. None of your damn business. Anybody else? Just a few more here.
Anybody
this
else?
Is great to give everybody
okay,
a little,
wait here. I saw a hand
little
go
taste
up.
Of this. Okay.
I think Jan
is picking
one. With the cards.
Redefine.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
And there's actually a little booklet that comes with it that... For people that have never experienced the breath, it walks you through how to do conscious breathing. I also have included a business card in there to a connection to my website where you can download a breath session to get you started so you can actually start learning how to use the conscious breath. So these are great for anybody that wants to learn how to connect deeper with their soul.
Could I see that a moment?
Sure. And the cards are numbered along with the saying to make it easier to connect.
Actually, I looked this up, but David was mistaken. I just checked it. And it didn't say you're a hottie. It says you're a naughty.
You're just jealous.
And anybody else? Did you have somebody else pick a card?
Oh, several people picked them.
Okay, what did they say?
Oh, all kinds of different things. Duh.
Well, we need to read it.
Go ahead.
Be conscious. Be conscious, Allie. Good.
Jan?
Redefine.
Anybody else get a card?
I want to hear Edith again. Jackie?
Consciousness flow.
Good.
And Linda in the back. Laugh and giggle.
Laugh and giggle. Good. Well, these are great. I mean, the artwork is beautiful. I didn't
Thank
know you,
you
had actually done that yourself. Did you do it in...
It's a watercolor painting.
Wow.
It's very beautiful.
Wow, that is a creation.
Oh, and I also have prints
sweetie,
of the watercolor painting.
Could I have just one, and I want to hold it up to the camera so people can see. Got it? You see that? Can you? I mean, they're really beautiful. And then here's the back. So, good. Well, these are amazing. And you have them here for sale today.
I do.
Where can people get them if they're not here?
They're on my website at passionatelyyou.com or through Norman Garrett's website. They have a link that goes to my website, too.
Right. I saw them on Norman Garrett's website.
So they're both.
So, and I'm going to put the web address up here right now. www.passionately-you.com. These are great. And how much are they?
$25.
Oh, that's a good deal. Mm-hmm. And how many cards do you get?
There's 44 cards and a guidebook.
And a guidebook. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Lovely creation. Congratulations.
Yeah, let's take a deep breath. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. I love these. These are great. I'm gonna keep them. Why not? Thank you, Andrea. Yeah. What a couple of great creations today. So, and by the way, Andrea, it's nice to have you here in person.
Lovely.
Also.
Glad you could be here.
Okay, moving along.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I forgot what comes up next, but it's got to be good, right?
Oh, yeah, you created it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A little music with that. Makes you want to dance. As David mentioned when we started today, Awakening Zone's been an amazing creation from all Chambra, with the hard work of the staff, of course, putting it together. In just really about 7 weeks, we've had 55,000 listeners on Awakening Zone from every country you can imagine.
The word is just starting to get out.
Yeah, the word is just now getting out. It started with a lot of Chambra listeners, and now we're noticing there's more and more people coming to the site because they can pick from, I think, David, you said over 40 shows a month are on. James Redfield was on last week, for instance. We've had, I'm trying to think of some of the many great guests that have been on.
What's really lovely about it is it's a lineup of every flavor and every character that you can think of in terms of spirituality and new energy. And as you've probably heard, the only rule that we've given to anyone that's participating in this is that it has to be self-empowering. And we're really proud of that.
Katumi was on last week.
Yes, he
that
was
fun to
yes,
do.
He
wants his own show. He does. He made it very clear when he first came on. He said, you know, Adamus does all the monthly meetings and this and that.
Why doesn't Adamus just share the stage with him once in a while?
Oh, he does once in a while. But usually
no, he doesn't.
Once in a great while. Once in a while. But
like between this?
You know, and I wanted to bring this up because everybody here, everybody listening in, your energy has been part of this. And I just, you know, I get a little dreamy about it, but I can feel people tapping in. You know, from countries all around the world that may have not had access to this type of thing, to people who are really now just starting to wake up and somehow they stumble into this. I'm looking forward to the stories a year or two from now with people who show up here and says, you know, I was cruising the internet one night, I was going through a lot of stuff in my life, and I came on this thing called Awakening Zone. Started listening to some of the different programs, and here I am. I mean, that will be a cool day. So if you haven't listened, go there. We've got a lot of great features. Yesterday, a new feature came on where you can now not only listen, but you can download the shows, which is great. Put them on your iPod, iPad, iPad 2 for those who are going to get one of these days, and listen to it anytime. So just a quick run through of some of the guests coming up. We've got Chris Griscom coming up March 9th. She's down in Santa Fe. She's been doing this light work for ages. Yeah. So I think she's going to be on Wolfing's show. Mm-hmm. She will be speaking English, of course. Jim Self. If you haven't heard Jim on some of these programs, take a listen. He's amazing. I listened in the other night. He was Joe Rombolo's guest. And he combines science, physics, metaphysics all together in a really understandable way. It was
Did
amazing.
You understand it?
I did, actually, because he put it so clearly without, I think he is a physicist by background or whatever, but he put it so clearly, and it was kind of cool then to see how it really melded with what of the things Adamus is talking about.
Nice.
So he's great. I actually am going to do a show with him in a month or two together, so it should be interesting. Barbara Hand Clow, again, just another great name in the spiritual arena. So she's going to be on March 16th. I'm not going to go through all the guests, just a
That'd
few
nice.
That are coming up.
Yeah, and, the people that need to go potty.
Story Waters, March 17th. That's right around the corner. And I believe Story is going to be doing a channel as well.
Probably.
So, yeah. And then Barry Goldstein, Grammy Award winner producer. Very, very spiritual. He'll be on, I forgot whose show he's on, but a great lineup of people. Diana Cooper, really, really big in Europe. I mean, big, big. I think
we're really proud of the creation. It's just amazing the way, how quickly it's coming together and how quickly it's reaching out to people. And we invite you, you know, to share the link to the Awakening Zone with friends and let them know that this is available.
Yeah. So it's been a great creation, and again, special thanks to the entire staff for
amazing staff.
Really making it possible, working a lot of hours.
I saw a string of emails that were going on about some thing about downloading and the player, and I'm thinking, I would be screaming by you now, and they were just very methodically working through it, and you just can't imagine what it takes. It works so beautifully and so well, and you just can't imagine how much goes behind making it work that well.
Yeah.
And it's a fast and new creation.
Yeah. So, okay, Schomburg News, real quick.
Not too many things.
I took out the bad ones.
Oh, good.
I got some nasty emails. Every time we do these and I put in little funny, what I think are funny, humorous things, I get these nasty emails.
Jeff, people don't like penis things.
They weren't. That's the one I took out today.
Thank you.
It wasn't exactly. It depended on your mind what you saw in the picture.
Well, you laughed hard enough that I knew what I was looking at.
Well, last month I especially got whacked with, you know, how can I be so inconsiderate? You know, once in a while, really, you do have to laugh. Not just at someone, but at ourselves.
It's stupid. It's humor. It's humor that makes you able to move on. When I can laugh at something, it means I actually understand it and am in a balanced place with it.
Anyway, so I cut out all the funny ones. If you want, I'll send them to you on email.
Whoa.
You know why? Because you guys are the ones that send them to me in the first place.
That's the thing.
When I put this stuff on here, it's like, hey, that wasn't mine. Larry sent it.
That's the thing that people don't understand. When Jeff puts those up, they're not his creation. Schomburg sent them to him.
Exactly.
Okay, where are you going now, Boo Boo?
Anyway, we have a new product just came out this week. It's called...
Well, wait, where are they? I thought you saved one of them. Wasn't there one funny ha-ha in there?
No, I got one at the end, but Body of Consciousness, a new... Adamus channel. It's about 70 minutes long. He talks about going beyond the old body, mind, spirit. It was a very interesting channel because it's half channel, you know, half a message and half an experience. As a matter of fact, he warns right away going in the recording, do not listen to this in your car, or operating heavy equipment or under the influence of psychedelic drugs, because he takes you through an experience of integrating the old self, the old body, mind, spirit aspects. All these, the seven chakras, he said, put them into one. Makes life easier. You know where to find them. There's only one. But he said they are all integrating, and it's time to start viewing ourselves as a body of consciousness, not all these other pieces. The interesting thing I really liked, he said, as you become your body of consciousness, you meld all of these different ingredients together so that, in a way, your body can start thinking, your mind can start having physical experience, your spirit can start enjoying physical and mental. Every part of you now has attributes of the other part. So your body now starts exemplifying or radiating your spirit. So he's really saying time to meld it together, and it's a very insightful message.
It's a wonderful message. It's very, very smooth and easy and inviting. He was being incredibly gracious and honoring of us, something I don't see all the time. And so I really liked it.
We recorded it at home, so there was no audience. He couldn't pick on anybody. But it was really good.
It's a very, very, really lovely experience. And it's something that when I listen to it, it's something that you want to listen to it again because there's something really, really inviting about it and empowering about it.
It's a digital download and a PDF. So if you want, you can read along with it or go back later and read the PDF. Jean was working on the PDF the other day and said she was just doing her job, you know, just cleaning things up. And she said she got up and she was just dizzy and disoriented and like expanded just sitting with the material. So it's great. It's available in the Schomburg shop as a digital download. I think we have about 10 copies
cool.
here today.
Thanks,
so,
Bonnie.
Yeah. Okay.
Bonnie burned them.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. Where's Bonnie? Oh, hi, Bonnie. Thank you. You always sit over there.
I know.
I know, but that just, I hate change. It just messes me up.
We also would like to take a moment to acknowledge that Crimson Circle has advanced studies. If you like the material and you'd like to investigate and be more clear about certain areas, you can take courses from our certified teachers. And they include Dreamwalker Birth, Dreamwalker Death, Dreamwalker Ascension, Aspectology, Syncretize, and Sexual Energies. If you go to the Crimson Circle website and click on Advanced Studies, it'll take you to the area where you can look at these classes and get more clarity about what they offer. They're incredibly empowering material, and it's taught by teachers with real passion for what it is that these classes offer. So I hope that you'll check into that if you are interested at all.
And there's about 530 teacher certificates worldwide, so in just about every language I can imagine. So no matter where you are, there's probably a teacher, or they'll go to you. David, aren't you going to South Africa?
Yes.
When are you going?
In May.
So David's going to South Africa to teach SES?
And Aspectology both.
And Aspectology, so it's amazing.
And I want to mention that again. That if you don't have a teacher in your area, if you can put a reasonable... A nice little group together, teachers will travel to you, and they have been doing it.
Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to point this out also. With everything that happened this last month, this article came out in The Economist, which is pretty staid, pretty business-like publication. Right on the front cover of The Economist, The Awakening. I mean, that's how they defined what's happening. They didn't call it revolution or rebellion or, you know, throw the old guy out of office. They understand this as an awakening. The very words we used. Linda was actually reading it, and I saw the cover, and it's like, you've got to be kidding. I mean, it was amazing. So we are helping to change the world. I forgot what else is on here. I think... Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I kept in one interesting slide. I took out the others because I can't handle all the emails afterwards. But
even though it's Schomburg that sends them to you.
Yes, yes. So I thought this was interesting. And actually... And this is real. I mean, this show, I forgot, this was on Reuters News Service. The Catholic Church okays confessions on a confession app on your iPhone. Now, if you don't have an iPhone, you're going to hell. But if you have that was a plug for Mac. If you have an iPhone, you can download an app. Now, I don't know if you, I didn't try it because I don't have an iPhone. But I don't know if you walk around and you like push the recorder and go, all right, yeah, so I cussed 50 times, damn it, and then I did this. Do you walk around like giving your...
Do you even know what a sin is?
No, I don't, actually, because there is no such thing. But do you walk around giving your confession? And if you do, don't you have to be careful? Other people will hear you. And they, like, does God have an iPhone that he's listening on the other... That'll be 52 Hail Marys and about 9,000 Our Fathers. It's my favorite.
Your mother in heaven is begging God to not punish you for that.
My dad in heaven is keeping my mom in heaven preoccupied during these meetings so she doesn't hear. Honey, you want to go for a walk?
That is probably true.
Yeah. So, but this got me to thinking. Now, I'm serious here. We have a lot of very talented, creative people here in the room with Chambra. Once again, the Catholic Church did it first. Why don't we develop apps? The Annihilate Your Karma app. It's gone. One button. You don't have to be a big programmer to be able to do that. Just have some fancy graphics and, like, you know, it's Annihilate Your Karma. You push a button, it comes up. Do you want to continue with your karma? Yes. Do you want to end your karma now? Yes. And which button do you choose? And then some little graphics, you know, continue with your karma, and then they're like all hunched over and broke and, you know, and everything.
Jeff.
And discontinue your karma, they push that, and it's like, yes, I'm free. Whoa.
You've been really slaving at your desk. Don't tell me that's what you've been doing.
No, I would like other Chambra to do it. So there's so many apps. I was trying to think, what are some other apps we can develop for? Integrate your aspects. Yeah. So, you know, here and then you take a look and, you know, you kind of wave your hand over it and tells you how many aspects you have. And then it says, next thing, screen that comes up, do you really love yourself? Yes, no.
I hear the chocolate cake screaming.
If you press yes, then all your aspects integrate. There are so many things. The silent prayer could be an app. I don't hear anything.
I hear the chocolate cake screaming.
Oh, it's the silent prayer. Yeah. There are just a multitude of things that
Thank you for not waking me up in the middle of the night with that.
any other apps we can throw out right now while we're talking? Conscious breathing app. What would that look like, Vince? Repeat after me. See, somebody will say, I want what he has. I want one of those apps. And what was the other one? Macchio Amio detector. So you say something like, I am such a highly evolved being because I chant every day. Macchio. You know, automatically, we'll write all the phrases that we've all heard, all the crap that we've heard. And if it detects you saying any of those things, like, oh, bless you, my son. Macchio. You want to tell him to go to hell? Wait, you know, come on, be honest. So, you know, we're within Crimson Circle. We're always looking for ways to try to, you know, raise a little bit more money because then we can do more things. So wouldn't it be great if some of you developer types and web design types got together? Let's put together some. We'll start our own app store. Right on Crimson Circle and an Awakening Zone. So thank you, Father, for giving me the idea. All right. You know, there are so many people around the world who make this possible and make it fun. It is truly a global affiliation of whatever we're going to call ourselves, but it is an amazing group. And I don't think most people realize how many people are behind the scenes. Crimson Circle Angels, they're the subscribers who really help in an amazing way, help financially and energetically. Crimson Circle is a business, but kind of not a business. You know, we do things, we've set up like a business, but we don't want to just be pushing products or workshops, and we want to be able to do things like Awakening Zone, like these webcasts, like full-time customer service, and all these other things. And with the help of the Crimson Circle Angels, we can actually do it. So
that's a very special group. They just quietly come forward, subscribe, and really, truly support us in what we're doing in a really amazing way that's really made an amazing difference.
Crimson Circle Teachers, as Linda mentioned, over 530 teacher certificates around the world. Right now, there's probably 15, 20 or more classes going on somewhere around the world. People learning about sexual energy school, aspectology, death, or any one of these different things. Our workshop hosts who work long and hard preparing the event and literally feeling and helping to move the energy of the whole group before they ever get there.
They literally are a key part to creating the safe space. They actually create the safe space for us to come to their, to wherever they are, to actually do the events. And it's an amazing gift that they offer us, and we really love them for it.
The international translators who are tirelessly working at putting through the translations, not just for the monthly shouts, but for a lot of the schools. And Jean, how many different international translations do we have right now? Do you remember?
Probably about 150
at least. No, I mean total. If you took all the schools, all the products.
It's amazing.
There's a lot.
It's a lot of content in a lot of languages.
And it allows this message to go out all over the world in different languages. And finally, to our international website hosts who are keeping the websites up to date, working with Michelle and the staff to make sure that there's the information goes into their native language. There is 25 international websites right now.
It's a lot of work. People don't really realize how much work it takes to actually do it. They're so beautiful in the way they work, and it's so simple to get to them and work with them. People take for granted what work goes behind it to make it work so well.
How about a huge hand for all of these incredible folks?
Woo. Woo.
Okay, and I think we're just, oh, yeah, and of course, the
another thing.
All the folks who put this webcast together, I'm always amazed. I show up about 9 o'clock with a trailer, and they're already getting the room ready and putting the cameras up and transforming this room into something so that we can have this webcast and stay connected with everyone around the world. So big hand to the webcast staff.
Woo.
And I always forget to thank you to all the people who bring the great food. I mean, we always have, looks like there's a lot of good stuff there today, which we're going to get to right now. We're going to take a 25-minute break. We're going to be back here in this room at 5 to the hour. We'll go back online over Awakening Zone as well as over the Crimson Circle. So please be back in 25 minutes.